Hello, hello, and welcome to Alchemy Mindset. I'm your host, Anna Hasty, business mindset coach for women and a sound healer. If you are ready to become the most aligned, magnetic, and confident businesswoman you are worthy and deserving of being, then this show is for you. This is where I share everything from mindset, energy, and spirituality, and how to embody your future self in business and life. Sprinkle that with deeply relaxing sound healings and meditations, and you have the Alchemy Mindset podcast. Hit subscribe so you always get the latest episode. Now let's begin. Hello, hello, welcome to this episode of the Alchemy Mindset podcast, where I'm going to share with you today 10 reminders that you need to hear when you feel like giving up, or that you've had a tough day, self-doubt has crept in, or you're starting to get that twitch and urge to scroll seek or other job websites to see what else there is out there because you're done. You've just had enough and you can't do any more. Now, I came around to this podcast topic because, first of all, we all love sharing and seeing those memes or inspirational quotes and messages that you see on the socials. And back in the day, there was those email chains, you know, where it was like you sent it forward to other people and it was like scroll all the way to the bottom of the page to see what was attached or the meaning or the words or the affirmations or the little video or something. And if you're like me, I'm an actual sucker for highlighting or screenshotting or snapshotting quotes or words of wisdom that I see in books or oracle cards. And I'm not going to lie, I've also been known to get a highlighter out, post-y notes, and actually mark the books that I own, okay, not ones that I've borrowed from the library or friends, books that I've owned, because I feel like that also helps ingrain these messages into my mind and my belief. And we love them, right? We love them at that moment because they give us the feelings that we need in that moment in time. You know, it's that moment of, oh, I need to hear that today. I love this reminder. Yes, spirit is on my side. And it just gives us that little thing, or sometimes that big reassurance that we are on the right path and everything is going to be okay. So as I was trying to say, the reason why I came up with this, I thought, well, you know what? I'm going away for a couple of weeks, starting with my silent retreat in Bali, which I will be sharing my experience with you in future episodes, and then also having a little bit of time off with family when I get back. And I just thought, you know, sometimes you just want that reminder. And while I'm away, I just want to give you some reminders that will help you in those moments and times when you're feeling like giving up, you've had enough, and you're done. Okay? We all know those feelings, right? Because at the end of the day, that's what we want to know, right? We want to know that it's going to be okay, that it's going to be a-okay, babe, that it's going to be fine, and that everything will be in your favor, that you will succeed, you will win in this business game and the dance that we all play within this entrepreneurial life, and that you will be able, at the end of the day, through your business and work, have the means to support yourself through the work that you do so that you can live the life you want to create and more. Just a little quick side note here, because as I was thinking about this podcast, I want to highlight something really quick. Side little tangent. The life you want to create may not be any different to the life you have right now, but it just might have some extra perks, freedoms, and benefits, right? The life that I live right now is amazing and I love it, but there are a few things that I want a little bit more of. And that's what I want to be able to have by working in a business that supports me to be able to do that. Does that make sense? I mean, I think sometimes we get a little bit carried away, or not carried away, but we get a little bit like, oh, I meant to have this amazing luxury grand vision of life. Well, actually, we all have different versions of that life, or life that we have right now that we want to have more of in it. Okay, does that make sense? So some of us, yeah, we want to have a luxury car and clothes and handbags and lots of other services to support us so we can have more time freedom. Me, my ultimate goal is to hire a cleaner. I just don't want to have to clean the single thing. I hate cleaning. But that's the version of my life that I'm working towards, having a cleaner, maybe a gardener, maybe just being able to go on a few more holidays. Because, yeah, I've just realized the cost of air travel from Broome to anywhere else in the world is horrendous now that I have a husband and a baby. So your version of what you want is your version, and that's totally fine. And you're working in a business for yourself to create that ultimate goal. really, that's what a lot of us, we are all here to do, along with other things, right? Like make change, do something better for humanity, do stuff that we enjoy for ourselves and earn money from it, all those things. Anyway, let's get back into today's episode. As I said earlier, I am sharing with you 10 reminders for those times when you are feeling like giving up and you're about like seconds away from scrolling Seek and tidying up your CV so you can apply for a job where you don't have to do the entrepreneurial work. But there is a reason why we're in this work, isn't it? And with these reminders, I want them to help you feel more confident, know that it's going to be okay, know that you are going to win, that you aren't stuck or stagnant or not making an effort, that it is going to be okay. So let's take a moment, sit down, breathe. Take another deep breath in. Exhale out. Oh, doesn't that feel so good already? And another final deep breath in. Breathing in all that beautiful, amazing energy and vibrancy and magic that is flowing your way. Exhale out all that stagnant, stale grossness that's clinging to you right now. Like you haven't had a shower in weeks. Get rid of that. Right. So let's sit down and here are your reminders. Number one. Business is a marathon, not a sprint. It can often be a slow burn rather than a quick fire. And that's okay. It's a marathon, not a sprint. You don't have to have everything done today. You don't have to have everything achieved in this moment in time. There is a reason why business is a marathon, not a sprint. And in addition to that, if your business is being set up so that you can sell it, that is your end goal. But otherwise, your business is here to last as a legacy throughout life and time, essentially, right? So it's a marathon, not a sprint. It's not defined by a series of goalposts and endings unless you're gearing your business up to be sold. So business is a marathon, not a sprint. And number two, one step closer is one step closer than before. So every action that you take, every step is one step closer to you reaching your goals than you were before. Number three, you are exactly where you need to be in your business. You're exactly where you need to be right now. Not further behind, not further forwards, but just right here in this moment. So take a moment and marvel at that. Look at where you are in your business. This is incredible. You're at this moment in time. You don't need to be any further forwards and you certainly can't go backwards. You can only move forwards. So you're exactly where you need to be right now in your business. Number four, you don't need to know the how it's all going to happen or work out. Just focus on the what and the why. Now, this is a bit of manifestation magic. I hear a lot of people saying, I've just got to figure out how. I've just got to figure out how to do it. In actual fact, leave that to the universe. Leave that to the law of attraction. Leave that to the law of manifestation. The how is sometimes not necessarily your job. It's just for you to focus on the what and the why. And the what can be, what are you doing right now? And why are you doing this? Or focusing on what you want as an overall outcome and achievement and why you want that. So going back to that big picture vision, what is it that you really want as the outcome within the work that you do in your business? Don't worry about how. Sometimes we don't even need to know the how. The how can come in through those divine inspirations and drops and aha moments and just letting everything happen. Get out of your own freaking way. Don't worry about the how, just focus on the what and the why. How will more often than not just be taken care of. You are enough. You don't need to be any more or less. You are complete just as you are. You are deserving, worthy, and enough just as you are. You are enough. That's it. You are enough. You don't need to be any more or less. You are enough. Number six, keep coming back to that big picture vision. Remind yourself what it is that you're working towards and take a moment to see yourself at that end result. So take a moment to daydream, to visualize, to create imagery, however that may be for you, whatever that even feels or looks like. Just sense, have that awareness that you are at that final moment, even beyond that final moment when you've reached your goal or achieved something and you're turning back to see everything that's happened. Be in that feeling of, ah, I did this. I'm here. Be in that end result imagery of what it would be like. What are you doing at that moment in time? What are you feeling, sensing, experiencing through all your senses, all of that? at that moment when you've reached that particular goal within your business, knowing that there's always going to be more goals, right? Remember, business is a marathon and not a sprint. But be in that big picture vision, because that's what your subconscious mind loves. It loves symbols, metaphors, visions, imagery. Because when it sees that in the mind, it goes, ooh, that must be real. She's playing that a lot. It's like a film on repeat, right? Number 7, take time to rest. Celebrate and reward yourself. Celebrate and reward everything you've done. And if you've achieved a goal and it's been an amazing success, celebrate it. And if you've achieved a goal and it hasn't quite worked out the way you want, celebrate it. Take time to rest after you've achieved something as well. Sometimes we just need that moment to recharge before we go, right, what's the next thing to do? Have a moment of rest. Take a little holiday, a mini vacation, or just a few days off or a day off, a few hours even. Just be somewhere else to take some time to rest. Celebrate all that you have achieved and give yourself a reward. Like, sometimes having a reward is a great incentive. Incentivize. I don't know if that's a word. I think I've heard it somewhere, but reward yourself with something. So for me right now, I'm rewarding myself with a silent retreat in Bali. I know, silent retreat. You're like, Anna, you could go anywhere in the world, or you could go to Bali and not be silent, but you're doing a silent retreat. Yes, because that feels like what I need right now. And I'm so excited. So we're just going to deal with that. Reward yourself with something, really amazing, something that's that big dangly carrot of like, ah, yes, that's what I'm heading towards. Number 8, spirit, universe, God, the divine has your back, baby. It certainly does. Spirit, universe, God, the divine, whoever you choose to tune into and believe in, has your back. And in actual fact, you might not know this, but spirit, universe, God, the divine wants you to experience and have all the success and the rewards that you're desiring, every single manifestation, because it wants to experience it through you. You are here on earth as a physical vessel for it to experience what it's like to have all those things, to achieve those things, to live the life that you really, 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 really deserve, desire, and dream of. You are divinely guided, loved, and supported. Spirit wants to see you succeed. It has your back. Always tune into spirit. Just say, what is it that I need support in right now? Well, how can you support me right now? What guidance can you offer me right now? What do I need to know right now? What messages or insights are going to help support me in this moment in time? And you'll get it. Might not drop down like that, but maybe when you're hanging out the washing or packing your food away in the fridge, or going to pick up your kids from their after-school activities, whatever it is, taking a shower, always get great messages in there. Spirit wants to see you succeed. It has your back. Number 9, seek support that you need as you need it. So with whatever you do in business, whenever you feel like you need the support, go look for it. You're not meant to do this all alone and without help. It's okay to seek support. It's okay to seek mentorship, coaching, advice, whatever it is, healing, do it, because it all helps benefit you and what you're achieving within your business. Seek the support that you need as and when you need it. It's okay. It doesn't mean you're a failure or that you're a less of a entrepreneur. Mm-mm. No, it makes you a better one, a 100% better one. Number 10, always remember, really, at the end of the day, in some shape or form, you are here to make a difference, an impact, and to change the world. You are here to show others, your kids, your family, whoever it is, that you are here to make a difference, an impact, and change the world. And you're doing it. You are doing it right now, but you are here to make a difference. Your work is valued, your work is needed, and your work is wanted. So take another deep breath in, hold it at the top, and then exhale out. And then another deep breath in. Hold it at the top and then exhale out. And one final deep breath in, breathing in all those beautiful, rich affirmations, messages, feelings, insights, magic, sparkle, divine goodness. Breathe it in, my love. Breathe it in, breathe it in. Hold it at the top and then exhale out. How good does that feel? Feels so good right now. Oh, it feels so good for me. So save this episode in your podcast playlists so that you can come back to it when you need a little mindset and energy boost. Come back to it whenever you need that reminder of that you are okay. Everything is happening in your favor. You will succeed. You will win in this business, game, and life. And you will have the means to support yourself from the work that you do so that you can have more of the life that you want. You've got this. You've got this. You can do it. It will all work out because it has to. Everything is in your favor. Look, there's a couple of extra reminders thrown in there right now. So I'm always here to support you when things start to get rough or when you are spinning those wheels and no traction is being made and you're ready to shift some of that stagnant energy, emotions, beliefs, and fully step into that biz version that you have for yourself. Currently, I've got places open in both my coaching programs. So you can choose the level of support you need from either a 90-minute coaching session or the 3-month coaching series. So I can help you make quick mindset shifts. And in these programs, I help you to make quick mindset shifts and transformations so that you can have more confidence and clarity in your business. And look, I can say this 100% over and over again. We don't have time for homework. We've only got time for action. So I'm here to help you with these quick transformations and shifts that I know will have a long-lasting effect and impact on yourself as a person and an individual and within your business and your life and has this beautiful ripple-out effect into the world around you. I can honestly guarantee it because I've experienced it myself and witnessed it through my clients. And you'll also receive support in between our sessions so I can keep you accountable and moving the needle forwards towards your goals. And if you want to know more about what these offers, they're in the show notes below. Or if you're still not sure as to what I can support you with and how, jump on a no obligation free clarity call to discuss what would be the best fit for you and ultimately see if we're an alchemy match made in heaven. Okay, my love. Okay, my beautiful. Okay, my dear listener. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you found these reminders so useful and beneficial. Let me know. Send me a DM. On Instagram at Anna F. Hasty. What's the best reminder? What's the one that you're loving right now? And share this podcast with a biz bestie who might need this little pick me up, little bit of an energy boost, and a reminder that they are doing amazing work with what they do. Sending you all so much love. Have a fabulous day. Thank you for listening. And in the next episode, I'll speak to you soon. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to today's episode. Please rate and review this podcast so that it can continue to thrive and reach more listeners. I love to know who my listeners are, so please screenshot this episode and tag me on Instagram at Anna F. Hasty. And I look forward to connecting with you in the next episode.